This is the Community Elements show here on Gospel for Grampian, and thanks very much to Brian for his good news. Now, turning our attention, to allotments and gardens. These are things that we can do for ourselves and for others. I mean, the price of food is starting to rise, and the government have recently announced a crackdown request, instruction in back to food manufacturers to cut down the amount of calories in drinks and in food that get sold in fast food outlets and supermarkets and such like. And allotments and gardens are one way in order to work off some energy, but also to grow your own food. So you know that that food is actually grown in a way that is more organic, and you know where it's come from. So it's quite good to have found out that there's an website called allotment-garden.org. Now, this has been set up by a gentleman called John Harrison, and he says, I've been gardening and growing my own vegetables, fruit and herbs for nearly 40 years, and I was lucky enough to get good grounding from my grandfather. I learned a lot from my mistakes on the way. Who hasn't made mistakes? And he writes a story, but out of this, he's written about 8 books and produced a website called allotment-garden.org, complete with articles and advice, jobs, a diary. Let's have a quick look at the diary, hopefully. And there's also garden advice month by month, biological control for powdery mildew. He's even got rotavator manuals in there, which I'd say was very good. And when I think about allotments, I have to say I'm very remembering a certain sitcom program called The Good Life. When Jerry and his wife decided, not Jerry and his wife, it was Richard Price, who the actor, and his comedy wife, who decided that they would set up this garden and they would grow all their own things in this garden, much to the disgust of Margot and Jerry, particularly Margot, who didn't really like this at all. Whereas it was supposed they were the first sort of organic gardeners, and that's gone on even before that. It's got, in recent years, really serious, and there are some good things coming out of allotments. It even gives information on how to store and preserve your own home harvest, probably all the way from pickling, all the way to and making jam and jellies, but also making recipes, which of course you can store up in the freezer. It tells you about the different types of soil. And there are also videos available as well. Information about keeping chickens and poultry. And I shouldn't wonder that there should actually be a section on beekeeping too. Most of what we have, what we enjoy, depends on insects to pollinate the plants for tomatoes, but particularly for raspberries and strawberries as well. And many of the vegetables, including courgettes and things that we gain a benefit from, have been in fact pollinated by bumblebees, also honeybees, hoverflies, wasps. And all these insects are very necessary. Some people regard them as a nuisance. but they are very, very important. So actually having something for wildlife to keep a good balance of wildlife in an allotment garden, maybe they would consider that as well. I haven't actually gone into this allotment gardening allotment-garden.org website enough, but I certainly will be in the future, and we'll just take a little excerpts out of that and perhaps even have a chat to John Harrison, and also have a little look at some of the allotments locally, and that's what we're going to do. But if you're interested in that, then there are lots of recipes available associated with that. And we'll come to hot aubergine chutney. Now, if you're liking the idea of hot aubergine chutney, here's how to make it. You need 2 pounds, that's 1 kilogram of aubergines, 3 tablespoons of salt, wow, that's a lot, 6 ounces of soft dark brown sugar, 12 fluid ounces of white wine vinegar, 3 ounces of seedless raisins or sultanas, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, 5 cloves of garlic, 1 pound of onions, 1 teaspoon of cayenne pepper, and 3 red chilies. And probably make the chilies as hot as you like, really. Anyway, slice the aubergines, put into a colander, and sprinkle with the salt. Leave at least 3 hours, then rinse and dry. And that what that actually does is to actually draw the juices out of the aubergine. The aubergines will contain a lot of water. It helps draw the juices out, but it also helps to make the aubergines more intense in flavour. Now, it then says, meanwhile, put the sugar, vinegar, raisins and tomato puree into a bowl, mix and leave to stand. Finally, chop the onions and the red chilies and place along with all the other ingredients into a pan. Heat gently, stirring until the sugar is dissolved, and then simmer until thickened. Pour into hot, sterilized jars and seal. Warning, it says this is hot. As I said, you can ensure that you perhaps have slightly less chili just by maybe putting 2 or even 1 chili in. But who knows, I might even try making a chili jam myself. Now, there's a lot of information there on that website, and you can go there. Now, if you'd like to pick up some ready-grown, allotment-grown aubergines or vegetables, then the allotmentmarketstall.org.uk, that's the website for that. The allotment market stall is available every Friday here in Aberdeen, in Seaton Park and in Duthy Park, selling allotment produce from 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that was from July 2017. It does sound rather wonderful, and I think it would be a good idea to go along to that. Try and do that for ourselves. In 2013, the allotment market store set up a market store to sell glut produce from Aberdeen City allotment sites and to reduce waste from allotment sites, offering volunteering opportunities, reduced food miles, selling only fruit vegetables grown in Aberdeen, and donate any surplus to the food bank in this way. Now, the food bank is really run by CFINE, Community Food Initiatives North East Scotland, and they're based in Poinnock Road, and they give fresh fruit and veg out to Fair Share and all such things. And this goes out to all sorts of outlets, which is really good. Now, TAMS was set up, that is TAMS that we're talking about, and contributes to health and well-being of the citizens of Aberdeen, giving high quality, competitively priced fruit and veg grown in love and care by allotment gardeners. TAMS has partnered with Aberdeen City Council as part of the Community Involvement and for Britain in Bloom submission. TAMS was delighted to be runners-up when recognised by Aberdeen City Council for its Green Project Model in 2014 EcoCity Awards. If you're interested in getting in touch and finding out more about TAMS, then you can just go along to the allotmentmarketstore.org.uk and contact them. I'll give you the contact number for them. 07583 758 494, and that's the allotment market store at gmail.com, or you can send something in directly from the website, the allotmentmarketstore.org.uk. You're tuned into Gospel for Grampian, and the time is 25 to 5 on this Friday evening.
All aboard!
Catch the Gospel Blues train with me, Linz Honeyman, on Gospel for Grampian Radio each Monday at 9 p.m. for a journey of discovery as we delve into the abundant world of gospel blues music, as well as taking the odd detour into the lands of rhythm and blues, soul and gospel. And if you miss the train, you can hear the show again on Fridays at 2 p.m. and Saturdays at 10 p.m. So get on board the Gospel Blues train on Gospel for Grampian Radio, living life to the full.